们今天晚上所要见证的题目是一点的潜在力。
Tonight our topic of encouragement is a bit of hidden power.
潜在力善恶都有。
There are different kinds of hidden power, could be good or evil.
如果属于善的，虽然小，还是有希望。
If it is power of goodness, even though it is very small, there is hope within it.
因为它会发挥很大的能力出来。
Because it, from it will out-extend a very good power.
属于恶的方面。
If it belongs to evilness,
也是要小心防备。
Then we must be careful of it.
因为潜在这种能力呢，一平时看不出来。
Because something that is hidden, it means that normally we cannot see it.
但是它发出来的能力，也许是很大的。
However, the power that comes out within it will be very great.
今天晚上是要根据主耶稣所说的比喻里面的一个。
Tonight we will talk about a parable that Jesus Christ once told us.
请看马太福音十三章三十三节。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 30.
马太福音十三章三十三节。
Chapter 13, verse 33.
他又对他们讲个比喻说，天国好像面笑，有妇人拿来，藏在三斗面里面，主等全团都发起来。主耶稣在这边讲这个面笑的比喻。
Here Jesus told a parable about the East.
这个比喻呢，很容易在神学上呢引起争论的事情。
And there is often great conflict between the East.
一直到现在呢，有一些神学家对这个比喻的解释呢，不太一样。
Until today, many theologians still cannot decide on the meaning of the East.
有的是根据主耶稣所说的说天国好像面笑，就把它看为是好的。
Some say that according to the Bible, the kingdom of heaven is like east, then they would translate it as something that is good.
那有的呢，就根据说，既然是笑，就是属于不好的。
Others would say that since it is east, then it is of evilness.
所以潜在的这种力量呢，善恶都有。
Therefore, this hidden power can be either good or bad.
如果以好的来说，
if we talk about the goodness of it,
根据这个比喻呢，我们一处布道就可以。
According to this parable, there is one evangelical
好像
teaching that comes out from it.
好像笑把它放进去一处呢，就让全团滑起来。
Because it is just like yeast, once you put it in, the whole batch of flour will raise.
神国就是神同在的地方。
Kingdom of heaven is where God dwells in.
指着教会来说的。
This means the church.
也就是说，神的子民聚集在一起的一个团体。
This means that this is the community where the children of God gathers.
当然呢，神国的开始是非常小。
Of course, the heaven of kingdom is very small in the very beginning.
但是它会渐渐发展。
But it will start to develop and grow.
所以神的教会也是一样。
And this is the same with the Church of God.
使徒时代那时候信徒不多。
In the apostolic times, there weren't a lot of members of believers.
我们真耶稣教会刚开始的时候，信徒也是很少的。
In the very beginning of our True Jesus Church, there were very little members as well.
但是有潜在的能力。
But there was hidden power.
有神的能力在里面。
God's power was within us.
就能够发挥这种力量出来。
And thus the power can be outstretched.
那面笑呢是很小的。
East is something that is very small.
虽然是很小。
Even though it is very small.
保罗在他的书信里面常常提到，一点面笑会给全团挖起来。
But Paul in his letters often mentioned that even a little bit east can raise up a whole batch of flour.
虽然是很小，有时候看不见。
Even though it is very small and sometimes can be unseen.
但是当它发挥它的威力的时候，是非常大的。
But when it performs its power, it has great power.
那么主耶稣所说的这个面笑的比喻呢？
And about the parable that Jesus told about the East.
我们两方面都要谈。
We must understand it from both sides.
就是好的方面跟不好的方面。
Both the good and bad sides.
这个题目呢，我就分为三处来讲。
Therefore, I will separate this topic into three sections.
今天晚上还有明天一天。
Tonight's service and tomorrow for the whole day.
那首先我们来分析啊，这个比喻里面。
First, let us analyze.
有提到妇联，还有面，还有笑。
It talks about a woman, bread dough, and the yeast.
那一般在圣经里面提到女人呢，指的好几个方面。
Often when woman is mentioned in the Bible, there are many meanings.
在旧约先知书里面呢，常常提到女人呢，就是指的一个国家。
In the Old Testament, in the books of prophets, when a woman's name is mentioned, it is often referring to a name of a nation.
也有指的一个城市里面的这些市民。
And it could also mean the citizens of a certain city.
那么在新约圣经里面呢，有关女性呢，保罗是强调是指的教会。
But in the New Testament, Paul emphasized that church is a female figure, and we can see this in the Bible.
请看以赛亚书四十七章第五节。
Turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 44.
以赛亚书四十七章第五节。
Isaiah, chapter 47, sorry, verse 5.
加勒底的贵女啊，你要默然静坐，进入暗中，因为你不再称为列国的祖母。这个加勒底人，加勒底就是巴比伦国。
Here it mentions the nation of Babylon.
神把这个国家呢，把它列为是女性。
God referred to this nation of Babylon as female.
巴比伦国也曾经成为神的工具啊。
Babylonians used to be tool of God.
神的选民犹太人，信仰堕落，品性不好。
When God's chosen people strayed away from God.
那么神就借着这个国家来刑罚他。
God used the Babylonians to punish His chosen people.
但后来呢，巴比伦这个国家呢又骄傲起来。
However, later the nation of Babylonians became proud.
尤其呢，没有这种同情心呐。
Especially they did not have passion in them.
所以后来神呢，就刑罚这个国家。
Therefore, in the end, God disciplined this country as well.
那这边所提到的，就是因为巴比伦国的人呢，没有同情心。又骄傲，所以呢，就提到要刑罚这个国家。
Here mentioned that the Babylonians were without sympathy and passion, therefore God was going to punish them.
我们再看耶利米书第六章第二节。
Let's also turn to the book of Jeremiah.
以赛亚书的后面，耶利米。
Let's also turn to the book of Jeremiah.
第六章第二节。
Jeremiah chapter 6 verse 2.
那秀眉娇嫩的西安女子，我必剪除。
God will destroy the daughter of Zion.
西安山、西安城这个城市的百姓呢，把它列为女性。
God also mentioned the citizen of Zion as daughters.
所以在旧约圣经里面，我们大概能够了解呢。有关提到女性的时候，就是指的国家、城市的百姓。
Therefore, we can understand that when these female figures were mentioned in the Old Testament, it is referring to citizens of a certain nation.
那么在新约圣经里面，保罗呢，比较常提起有关女性是指的教会。
In the New Testament, Paul often referred to these female figures as God's church.
请看加拉太书第四章二十六节。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 4 verse 26.
加拉太书第四章二十六节。
Galatians chapter 4 verse 26.
但那在上的耶路撒冷是自主的，他是我们的母。保罗在这边提到古代有两个女人。
Paul here mentions that in the ancient times there were two females.
两个都是亚伯拉罕的太太。
They were both wives of Abraham.
一个是正娶的太太。
One was to write the first wife.
姨太太是淑女啊，夏甲。
And the second was the concubine who was a servant, a maid girl.
后来就把这两个系统的子民分开啊。
Later, the sons and daughters were separated.
所以现在的阿拉伯国家经常吵架，跟这个历史有关系的。
This is why now the countries in those regions, in the Arabian regions, often have fights and wars, and this dates back to the ancient history.
那到新约呢？这边保罗把它阐明，他强调应许的这个女人所生的儿子呢，才是属神的。
But here Paul emphasizes that only the chosen ones that was born from the first wife are belonging to God.
就是以撒的祖孙是属神的子民。
And these are the descendants of Isaac, who are the chosen people of God.
那么他在这边强调，就是神所应许的教会呢，才是属神的教会。
And here he emphasizes that only the church chosen by God belongs to God.
夏甲的儿子以实玛利也是有得到神的恩典。
Ishmael, who came from Hagar, also received blessing from God.
那么现在有很多教会呢，也同样可以得到神的恩典。
And therefore, right now there are many churches and denominations that will also receive blessing from God.
但是有的没有得到应许的圣灵，这个就有区别的。
However, many churches do not receive the promised Holy Spirit, and this is different.
有应许的圣灵的教会呢？就是承受产业的。
Because only the church with the promised Holy Spirit will inherit God's kingdom.
这是保罗在加拉太书第四章所强调的道理。
And this is what Paul is emphasizing here in Galatians chapter 4.
那么这个跟主耶稣所说的这个面笑的比喻有连带关系啊。
And how does this correlate to the parable of the East that Jesus Christ said?
所以他所说比喻里面的女人呢，也可以说指的神的教会。
The woman mentioned in the parable could be mentioning the church of God.
保罗在阐明夫妻的道理的时候
，When Paul is talking about the teachings of marriage，
就把它解释为教会跟耶稣的关系。
He described it as a relationship between church and Jesus Christ.
请看以弗所书第五章二十五节。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25.
以弗所书第五章二十五节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25.
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。丈夫跟妻子呢，是一体的。
Husband and wife are of one body.
同样基督跟教会是一体的。
In the same way, Christ and the church are a union.
我们再看同这一章的三十二节。
Let us look at verse 32 of the same chapter.
这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。所以夫妻之间呢，是分不开的。
Husband and wives are inseparable.
那么教会与基督也是分不开的。
And therefore, church and Christ are inseparable.
保罗说这是极大的奥秘。
And Paul says this is a profound mystery.
所以我们从夫妻的这种情形，可以联想到教会跟基督的情形。
Therefore, we can understand the relationship between God and Christ from the relationship of a husband and wife.
那么主耶稣在说这个面笑的时候提到这个女性。
And therefore, when Jesus talked about the parable of the East, he mentioned this woman.
所以好的方面来说，是指的呢神的教会。
In a good way, this means church of God.
但是女性也有不好的。
However, there are bad meanings of this woman.
像在启示录里面。
Just like in the book of Revelations.
也有提这个好的跟不好的。
There are differences from good and evil.
我们请看启示录十二章第一节。
Turn to Revelations chapter 12 verse 1.
启示录十二章第一节。
Revelation chapter 12 verse 1。
天上显出大异象来，有一个妇人，身披柱头，脚踏月亮，头戴十二星的冠冕。这里提到有一个妇人呢，身披柱头啊。
Here it says that there is a woman who was clothed with the sun.
根据我们教会对这一节的解释，是指的神的教会。
Here, as according to our church's description, this sun means the church of God.
脚踏月亮就是有这个管理阴间的权柄。
With the moon under her feet, this means that she has the power to rule over hell.
主耶稣曾经对彼得说啊，说要把这个教会建立在磐石上。
Jesus once told Peter that the church has to be established on firm rock.
可以胜过阴间的权柄。
Because this will rule over the power of hell.
这是马太福音十六章有记载。
This is recorded in Matthew chapter 16.
那头戴十二星的冠冕。
Here it says that she has a crown of 12 stars on her head.
以色列十二支派，主耶稣的十二使徒啊，这个都是非常有荣耀，带着夺胜的冠。
The 12 disciples of Jesus Christ and the 12 tribes of Israelites, these are all glorious significance.
我们再看这个启示录的十七章第一节。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 17, verse 1.
十七章的第一节。
Chapter 17, verse 1.
那座七晚的七位天使中，有一位前来对我说：“你到这里来，我将坐在众水上的大银户，所要受的刑罚指给你看。”这边所提到的这个女性，就是指的不好的。
Here, the woman figure that is mentioned is one that is evil.
这个大淫妇呢，非常厉害。
This great prostitute has great powers.
这个在主耶稣要再来之前的大患难的后半期啊，他会逼迫神的主民。
This great prostitute before Jesus Christ comes, and in the later times of the end days, this great prostitute will greatly persecute the chosen ones of God.
那他坐在众水之上，这些水呢，就是主的各国的民族啊。
And she who sits on many waters, this water means the people of all nations.
也就是说，在主耶稣要再来之前的大患难的后半期呢，这个掌权的国家呢，会压迫着这个全世界的民族。
This means that those nations who are in power during the end days of world will rule over the people of God.
这也是教会受逼迫的时候。
And this is how the church will be persecuted.
那么大概我们就有一个概念这个主耶稣所说的这个女性呢，就是指的教会。
From here we can see that this woman figure that God mentions is the church of God.
也有好的，也有不好的。
It could be bad and it could be good.
那如果我们把这个天国呢？看为是属神的，就是论全部的教会。
If we see that the heaven, the kingdom of God is,
那当然就可以解释为这个妇人呢，好的没有分好坏，就是主的好的。
If we know that this woman figure is the church of God, then we know that there is no difference between good and evil.
但是呢，教会还没有完全之前呢。里面还是有缺点的。
But before the church is fully established, there are faults within it.
世界上的善跟恶都是从一个源头出来的。
Because all the good and bad comes from one source.
善恶同源呐，善的跟恶的同一个地方出来。
The good and evilness comes from the same source.
所以主耶稣说这个天国的比喻呢，好像面笑呢，我们不能够。把它只有解释是好的，坏的也要联想到。
Therefore, in this parable, Jesus said that heaven, the heavenly kingdom of God, is likened to the east, and we cannot only describe it as good, but it could also be bad.
那么这里面第二项提到面魂
Secondly, that is mentioned is the
面纹是啊，是食物啊。
Dough that was made, it is a kind of food.
那圣经里面把这个食物呢解释为神的话。
In the Bible, food is often referring to the God of the words of God.
把这个食物呢解释为是真道。
And food is often referred to as the truth of God.
我们请参看耶利米书十五章十六节。
Turn to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 15, verse 16.
耶利米书十五章十六节。
Jeremiah, chapter 15, verse 16.
耶和华万军之神啊，我夺着你的言语，就当食物吃了。你的言语是我心中的欢喜快乐，因我是称为你名下的人。耶利米得到神的言语啊，
Jeremiah received the words of God，
就把它当为食物吃下去。
And he took it in as food and ate it。
好像我们听到神的道理，会把它消化掉。
Just like when we listen to the words of God, we digest it。
能够消化掉，就能够成为你啊灵性上的啊这种营养。
Once we're able to digest it, it becomes our spiritual food。
就可以提升你的品德啊。
And this will help us in our spiritual life。
耶伯记里面，耶伯也提到说，他把神的言语当为食物来吃啊。
In the book of Job, Job also said that he eats God's words like it's food。
那么主耶稣在世的时候
，When Jesus Christ is on earth，
他也曾经啊、在受魔鬼试探的时候
，He too once when he was tempted by the devil。
魔鬼说：“你可以把这个石头变为食物来吃啊。”
The devil told him that you can turn the stone into food and eat it.
但是主耶稣说，人活着不是单靠食物，要靠着神的话。
But Lord Jesus said that we do not live by food and bread, but by the words of God.
那么以色列民，出埃及走旷野六四十年当中，也是靠着神的话来活着的。
And during the 40 years when the Israelites wandered in the deserts, they lived by the words of God.
所以呢，面魂啊。是食物可以解释为啊这个真道。
Therefore, the flour which is food can be described as the words of God.
所以面粉呢，在献祭方面呢，常常有用到。
And therefore, flours are often used as a sacrifice to God.
第三点，笑面笑。
The third point, which is the east.
笑是指的面的对头啊。
East is opposite to the flour.
一般笑都是一点点。
Because east is often come in little bits.
那么把它放在这个面团里面呢，它会发酵。
But once you mix it into a large amount of flour, the flour will be fermented.
那么在新约圣经里面，把这个笑呢解释为不好的异端啦、邪道啦、伪善。
And east is often described as bad things in the New Testament.
保罗呢？把它解释为做方面的。
Paul will often refer this to sin.
那么在旧约圣经里面，有关这个笑呢、面笑呢，有很多的禁忌哈、就是像犹太人的三大节、逾越节啊，不可以出有笑的饼呐。
And we can see that in the Old Testament, yeast is often forbidden for the Israelites.
他们在一个礼拜当中啊。有效的饼不能吃啊。
During the week of Passover, they were not allowed to eat bread with yeast in it.
还有献血祭、素祭都不可以放这个酵在里面。
And when they give offerings, they were not allowed to put yeast in.
因为呢，会使这个圣物呢变为这个有瑕疵啊。
Because this will spoil the holy food.
我们请参看立位记十章十二节。
Let's read Leviticus chapter 12.
立位记出埃及记的后面立位记创世记出埃及记再来就是立位记。立位记十章十二节。
Leviticus chapter 10 verse 12.
摩西对亚伦和他剩下的儿子以利亚撒以他玛说你们献给耶和华火祭中所剩的素祭要在坛旁不带笑而吃因为是祝圣的。 所以圣物方面呢，啊，绝对不能够掺插这个酵在里面。
All that is holy cannot be mixed with yeast.
它会让圣物呢误会啊。
Because this spoils the holy things.
所以犹太人呢，他们对这个酵呢很熟悉啊。那么为什么主耶稣要讲这个比喻呢？
And therefore, we know that the Jewish were very familiar with the characteristics of yeast. So why does Jesus Christ have to give them the parable of the yeast?
尤其他又提到说，天国好像啊，这个面酵。
He especially mentioned that the heavenly kingdom of God is likened to the yeast.
那么他在这个比喻里面呢，他把这个酵藏在面中啊，这个女人把酵藏在面中。
In the parable, it says a woman will mix in the yeast with the flour.
那这个我们可以从两方面来解释。
And we can describe this in two sides.
个人跟团体。
One is the individual, and second is as a group.
对个人来说，如果呢，有一点潜在力在你的里面。
For an individual, if there is a hidden power within one,
你本来是很好的，可能会渐渐变坏。
If you were good, then you might slowly become bad.
人类的第一代的人啊，
the first generation of humankind,
亚当夏娃，
Adam and Eve,
非常单纯啊，
they were simple.
神告诉他们说要怎样怎样怎样。
God gave them instructions and rules.
但是夏娃不小心呢，有一点这个潜在力在他的话中啊。
But Eve, who had a little bit of hidden power in her,
就改变了神的话。
Changed God's words.
那么撒旦呢，借着那一条蛇又把它改变一点点。
And Satan, through the works of the snake changed God's words.
所以个人呢，人类会失败呢，就是从这里开始的。
And this is the start of how man sinned.
我们请参看创世纪第三章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 3.
第二节到第四节。
Genesis chapter 3 verse 2 to verse 4.
创世纪第三章第二节。
Genesis chapter 3 verse 2.
女人对蛇说，园中树上的果子我们可以吃，唯有园当中那棵树上的果子，神曾说你们不可吃也不可摸，免得你们死。第四节。
Verse four.
蛇对女人说，你们不一定死。这几节圣经你发现到哪里有改变一点点呢？
From these two verses you can see how they changed the words of God.
首先就是夏娃呢改变了神的话。
First, Eve changed the word of God.
在第二章十七节那边，神有提到说，吃分别善恶果子呢必定死啊。
In chapter 2, verse 17, God says that if you eat from tree of knowledge of good and evil, you will surely die.
但是夏娃就把它讲为是免得你们死。
But in chapter 3, Eve says that you must not eat from it, or you will die.
必定死跟免得死就差一点点。
Surely and will is quite different.
那第四节提到蛇对这个夏娃说，不一定死，又改变一点点。
But in verse 4, the serpent said that you will not surely die, so he changed the words of God as well.
但是这就是一点的潜在力啊。
But this is...These changes are small bit by bit, but this is the hidden power.
所以亚当跟夏娃会失去以甸乐园的这种福气啊，就是从这一点点的潜在力发挥出来而丧失的。
From this little bit of hidden power, Adam and Eve lost their pleasurable Garden of Eden.
人之初，性本善。
Confucius said that in the beginning of humankind, they are kind in their heart.
神造人的时候，人非常好，都是善的。
When God made man, they were kind and filled with goodness in their heart.
但是后来呢，就发现有一点点不好的。
But later, there were a bit of badness in them.
所以所罗门王他在写这个传道书的时候
，Therefore, when King Solomon wrote the book of Ecclesiastes.
他有提到这一点啊。
He wrote about it.
神当初造人的时候，人是非常好的。
When God first made man, man was kind and good.
请看《传道书》第七第七章二十九节。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
传道书第七章二十九节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 29.
我所找到的只有一件，就是神造人严肃正直，但他们寻出许多巧计出来。起初神造人是好的。
In the very beginning, God mankind upright.
在第三章十一节那边也有提到。
Chapter 3, verse 11, it mentions that.
所以人本来就是好的。
Therefore, men were originally good.
但是有一点的潜在力的不好的，在他的里面呢，就发挥出来。
But a little bit of bad power that was hidden in them.
所以一直到现在，人类呢，在人类的这个身体里面，先得到主耶稣的宝血洗净，但是我们还是带着这个肉体。有肉体的情欲啊。
Those of us who have believed in Jesus Christ and have been baptized in Him have been cleansed, but we still hold the fleshly desire of man.
这是一种潜在的这种一点的潜在力啊。
And this is a little bit of hidden power.
所以保罗说，我想要行善的时候就行不出来。
Therefore, Paul says that when I want to do good, I cannot do.
因为在他里面有一种力，就是力量。
Because in him there is a strength and power.
罪律在他里面。
There is a power of sin within him.
所以他没有办法行善。
Therefore, when he wants to do good, he cannot do so.
但后来他说主耶稣救了他。
But later he said that Jesus Christ saved him.
把圣灵的律放在他里面。
God given him power through the Holy Spirit.
所以就胜过这个罪律。
And therefore, he can overcome this power of sin.
所以律法呢，在管束人呐。
When the law rules over man.
所以保罗所说的这个心中的律呢，就是罪律在管束他。
Therefore, when Paul says that there is this rule within his heart, this is the rule of God that is guarding over him.
所以我们呢，要一直保持得很好，一定要靠着圣灵的力量。
Therefore, to preserve ourselves, we must rely on the power of the Holy Spirit.
还有真理的造就。
And the edifying of the truth of God.
这个我们上个安息日有提到。
We have mentioned this last.
种子就是真道，有一种力量。
We have mentioned this last Sabbath day that the seed is the truth of God and it has power within it.
那这个面向呢，一点的潜在力呢，对团体来说啊。
And what is the effects of the East to a community, to a group?
这个团体都是很好的。
If a group is good.
如果有一点不好的呢，一点的潜在力在里面。
But something that is bad that is hidden within them.
那么整个团体都会受影响。
Then the whole group will be influenced.
保罗在预言呐，末后有危险的日子会来。
Paul prophesies that in the end time there will be dangerous days.
但是他所说的末后呢，这个危险的日子指的人心险恶。
But he said that in the end days, people's hearts will be filled with evilness.
请看提摩太后书第三章第一节。
Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1.
提摩太后书第三章第一节。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1.
你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到。
But mark this, there will be terrible time in the last days.
我把它列为这是保罗所预言的。
And I categorize this as the prophet, as the prophecy of Paul.
从第二节以下呢，现在都应验了。
Because you can see that from verse 2 on, all these have came true in this reality.
那他所说的这些危险呢
？All the dangers that he mentioned.
其中有一种会破坏团体的。
There is one that will destroy groups.
请看第五节。
Let us read verse 5.
到第七节。
Verse 5 to verse 7.
有敬虔的外貌，却背了敬虔的实意，这等人你要躲开。那偷进人家 劳笼无诸妇女的郑素作等人，这些妇女担负罪恶，被各样的私欲引诱，常常学习，终究不能明白真道。第五节到第七节呀、啊、
，verse 5 to verse 7，
这里有提到有少部分呢就拖进来的。
Here mentions that some of them snuck in。
所以撒旦的工作就是不光明的偷偷的混进来。
Therefore, this is the work of Satan, which is not out in the open but sneaky。
好像这个女人呢，把这个面笑就藏在面粉当中啊。
It is just like in the parable where the woman hid the yeast into the flour dough。
面粉很多，但是面笑只要一点点呐、啊，有这种潜在力啊。
All you need is a little bit yeast into a big batch of dough。
那全团都会发起来。
Then the whole batch of dough will raise。
那么保罗的书信跟彼得的书信都有提到这个偷偷进来的这个事情。
And in the letters of Paul and in the letters of Peter, it mentions that how the evil one will sneak in。
请看加拉太书第二章。
Turn to Galatians chapter 2。
第四节第五节。
Galatians chapter 2 verse 4 to 5。
加拉太书第二章第四节第五节。
Galatians chapter 2 verse 4 to 5。
因为有拖着引进来的假弟兄，私下窥探我们在基督耶稣里的自由，要叫我们做奴仆。第五节。
Verse five。
我们就是一刻的功夫，也没有容让顺服他们，为要叫福音的真理容存在你们中间呢、啊。加拉太教会本来是很好的教会。
The Church of Galatians used to be a very good church.
就是因为有一点点的偷偷引进来的假弟兄啊。
But there were some false brothers that infiltrated into them.
差一点点就把这个全体的教会破坏掉。
And they barely ruined the whole church.
好在呢，他们早发现。
But it was good that they have found out.
所以神的教会这个团体呢，根据主耶稣所说的这个比喻呢，要经常小心防备。
Therefore, within the church, the community of God, we must be cautious.
那彼得的书信也有提到这方面。
Peter's letters also mentioned about.
请看彼得后书第二章第一节。
Turn to Second Peter chapter 2 verse 1.
彼得后书第二章第一节。
Second Peter chapter 2 verse 1.
看到第三节
verse 1 to verse 3。
从前在百姓中有假先知起来，将来在你们中间也必有假师傅施助引荐陷害人的异端，连埋他们的族，他们也不承认，助其速速灭亡。将有许多人随从他们邪淫的行为，便叫真道因他们的缘故被毁谤。第三节。
Verse 3.
他们因有贪心，要用捏造的言语在你们身上取利。他们的刑罚自古以来并不迟延，他们的灭亡也必速速来到。彼得在这边提到
，Peter here mentioned，
从前有假先知出现
，There were false prophecies，
但以后呢，在教会里面也有假师傅啊。
But later there will be false teachers coming in as well。
这些都是团异端啊，把这个纯正的道理改变。
These are those who will spread heresies and change the true words of God.
这里提到是私自引进来的。
Here it says that they come in themselves.
或者是偷偷摸摸进来的。
Or else they sneak into church.
好像这个女人啊，把这个面笑呢，就把它藏在面粉里面一样的。
This is just like in the parable, the woman hides the yeast into a batch of dough.
那么这些呢，都是我们在一个神的教会团体里面要防备的。
And this is what we must be cautious to prevent in the community and church of God.
再看提摩太前书第六章三节到五节。
Also turn to First Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书第六章第三节到第五节。
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 3 to 5.
若有人传异教不服从我们主耶稣基督纯正的话，以那合乎敬虔的道理 他是自高自大，一无所知，专好问难，争辩言辞，从此就生出嫉妒、纷争、诽谤、妄语，并那坏了心事，疏上真理诸人的真见。他们以金钱为得利的门路。以上这几节圣经啊，
all these above scriptures
都是属于啊、那些都是属于那一点点的啊，这种潜在力发挥出来的。
Belong to the hidden power。
啊，这个就是我们对一个团体里面呢，我们要啊努力去防备。
This is what we should avoid and prevent within the community。
那对个人方面呢，要多多被圣灵带领，神的道理的造就，才能够防备这种不好的一点的潜在力。
As for individuals, we must follow the guidings of the Holy Spirit to prevent from all these easts.
那么面笑呢？啊，可以使这个全团的面纹挖起来。
A little bit of ease can raise up a whole batch of flour.
一个罪人呢，可能会败坏一个啊整个属于善的团体啊。
And a sinner can also influence the whole good and upright community.
最近台湾这个啊文宣处里面在讨论这个神迹的问题。
Recently, in the churches in Taiwan, they have been debating about God's miracles.
其中有一个前辈呢的工人呐、啊，他提到说。现在教会渐渐呢忽略了啊、这个全体的圣洁呀、啊，
全体
圣洁完全。
There was an elder member that mentioned that nowadays the church is often neglecting the holiness of all the members.
他说这样也会影响神迹的显明。
And he said that this will affect the God's miracles to come upon us.
我们请看这个传道书。第九章十八节。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 18.
传道书第九章十八节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 18.
智慧是个打仗的兵器，但一个罪人能败坏许多的善事。智慧。
Wisdom.
打仗要靠着智慧。
When we go into war, we must depend on our own wisdom.
有的有优良的兵器，但是他不会用。
Some who has great weapons but do not know how to use it.
所以智慧会很重要。
Therefore, it is important to have wisdom.
那这里说提到一个罪人会败坏许多的善事。
But here it says a sinner destroys much good.
要建立一件善事啊，花了很长的时间，花费很多的心力。
It is very hard to do something that is good. You may spend lots of time and lots of money and lots of strength.
但是一个坏人要破坏啊，就短短的时间就破坏掉。
But it is easy for a sinner to destroy it in a short time.
那么对个人来说呢？
For individuals,
有的人几十年所奋斗的，已经成为一个相当好的人了，很有名望。
When someone has worked all their life for a good reputation,
就是一点点的潜在力在他里面发挥啊，就整个都破坏掉。
But if a little bit of hidden power, manifests out from him, then the whole thing will be destroyed.
请看第十章第一节。
Let's read chapter 10, verse 1.
使苍蝇、使坐香的膏油发出臭气，这样一点愚昧也能败坏智慧和尊荣。一碗面、啊、牛肉面，哇，香喷喷的，很好吃。
If you have a bowl of noodle that smells very good and looks very delicious.
如果有一只苍蝇死在里面，我看你不要吃了。
If a fly were to fly into it, then I don't think you will eat it anymore.
要煮这一碗面呢、啊，师傅要花很多的心力啊。
But it might have taken the chef a long time and strength to cook this bowl of noodle.
但一只小小的苍蝇，那一挥就下去，很快啊。
But for a very small fly to fly into this bowl of noodle.
所以一个人的尊荣啊，几十年才建立起来。
Therefore, when one has built up one's reputation for over long years and time.
但是因为他一点点的啊，这种愚昧的动作思想
，but of a little bit of folly，
整个都被破坏掉
，all will be destroyed。
所以主耶稣在说这个比喻呢，啊， 就是有这种教训在里面。
Therefore, this is also the teaching that God is God, that Jesus Christ was telling us when He told the parable of the East.
那么有关这一方面的呢，啊，今天晚上就讲到这里。
And we will end our sermon here today.